It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Today is voter registration deadline day for next month's midterm elections in 19 of our states, and that includes here in the Heartland, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. It has been 34 years since Edmund Zagorski was convicted of killing two men in Tennessee. Zagorski robbed and murdered the men after luring them into the woods by promising to sell them a large amount of marijuana. Zagorski is scheduled to be executed by the state of Tennessee day after tomorrow. Now, Zagorski, through his attorney, is saying he doesn't want to die by lethal injection. He wants the state to put him to death in the electric chair. Tennessee law allows the inmate to make the choice. If the conviction took place before 1991, it may be an intense 2 days for Tennessee corrections officials who haven't used the electric chair there for 11 years. From This Week in Agribusiness, President Donald Trump will announce today during a campaign rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa, he's opening the door to year-round access to gasoline with higher ethanol blends. Trump directed the Environmental Protection Agency to begin rulemaking to allow for year-round use of gasoline with 15% ethanol, or E15. That would make E15 available to consumers as soon as next summer. E15 has been banned during the summer months based on concerns it contributed to smog. Ethanol proponents said that was just malarkey. Almost all gasoline contains 10% ethanol, and corn growers sure would like to see more demand for the ethanol made from their corn. This announcement comes at a time when net farm income is down 50% from what it was 5 years ago. A Minnesota special education teacher has been put on leave from her job for her Twitter threat against the newest United States Supreme Court justice. The woman put up a tweet Saturday that appeared to call for the killing of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The woman at Rosemount, Minnesota, has since deleted her Twitter account, but her tweet was captured and shared by scores of users who said they reported it to the FBI and the Secret Service. The tweet read, and I quote, "So who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh?" The woman hasn't been identified, and she hasn't been charged yet. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.